Shalom, today's daf yomi is Aruchin, daf Chof Zayin Aruchin 27. On today's daf yomi, we begin the 8th chapter of Tractate Aruchin, which is called Hamakdish Sadeo. And this chapter continues our discussion of one who wants to redeem a Ste Achuza that was consecrated. A Ste Achuza is a field that somebody inherited from his ancestors, from his father, going all the way back to when the land was divided during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu and then Joshua. So the concept is that if it would be the time of the Jubilee year, then we know that the redemption would be 50 shekel for a tract of land that produces a core's worth of barley. However, our Mishnah is going to be talking about if somebody wants to redeem a Ste Achuza in a time where the Jubilee year is no longer being practiced. So says our Mishnah, Hamakdish es Sadehu, if somebody consecrates their inherited field, Bishah She'ein Hayovel, in a time where the Jubilee year is no longer being practiced, then Omrimlo, then the treasurer, say to the person who consecrated his field, Pesach Atarishon, you give us the first bid in redeeming this field. And the reason why the Mishnah says he gives in the first bid, explains our Mishnah, is because Shabalim Nosin Chomesh, because when the owners come to redeem the field that they have consecrated, they are supposed to give an extra fifth. And so therefore it's to the temple's advantage for the person who's going to have to give extra money to bid first. V'ko Adam Ein Nosin Chomesh. But everybody else, when they come to redeem the field, they don't have to pay this extra fifth. And so therefore the treasurer of the temple's job it is to get the most money for it once that person to bid first. And Talmud tells us that this was not just like common sense advice. This was actually the halacha that was required, because Maisa Be'echad, there's an incident with one person that what happened was Shehiktish Sadeo Mipnei Rasa. His field was causing him to lose money. So he consecrated the field to the temple, because what happened was it cost more to work the field than the field was actually worth. So the treasurer said to him, Amro Lo, when he consecrated it, And then the treasurer of the temple had to put the field up for auction, because the temple had no use for the actual field. So his job was to put it up for auction. So he said, Pesach HaTarishon, the law is that the person who consecrated it, he's the one who has to bid on it first. So he says, you bid on it first. And so the guy didn't want his field back. So what he did was he bid a really low number. He said, Harei Shali Be'isar. He said, the field was mine for an Isar. That's all I want to pay for it. And Rabbi Yossi said, Lo Amar Zeh Be'isar. He didn't say it was for an Isar, which was a coin. And all he said, Be'beitza. He says, it's going to be mine for just an egg, which is a really, really insignificant amount. And so, and the reason is, according to Rabbi Yossi, Shehektish Nifta B'kesef or B'shava Kesef. And consecrated items can be redeemed with money or the equivalent of money. So therefore, all he was bidding was an egg, which was the equivalent of money. But the treasurer said nobody else wanted a bid on it. So he said, Higiatcha, you've repurchased it. So this person who had consecrated the field ended up with the field back, and all he purchased it for was an egg. Nimtza mavsid isar, he lost his isar, he lost his egg also. Visadeu ifanav, and he ended up with the field. And so that's the upshot of this halacha, that person has to bid first. In a situation where the field has negative value, he ends up getting it back. So that's the law as it appears in our Mishnah. And the Gemara explains this dispute, that Rabbi Yossi is really arguing with the Tana Kama, that the first position of our Mishnah is of the position that the Isur had, with its one-fifth, it had a shavapruta amount that you could redeem the field with it. But with the egg, the Talmud Kama was of the position you can't redeem it with an egg, because the egg wasn't worth as much. Whereas Rabbi Yossi was of the position that also with an egg you can redeem it, even though it didn't have, with the egg, the value of the shavapruta. And Tosus writes that the reason of Rabbi Yossi is that you don't need to have something that's very chashav, but that's very distinguished. But it's sufficient to have anything that is worth a shavapruta, even though it's not of a distinguished matter. And the reason why he says specifically An egg is because an egg is worth the minimum amount of a pruta. And Tosfos writes in his Piskei Tosfos, it says in the Piskei Tosfos that the reason why an egg in those times was worth a sheva pruta is because the redemption of it was in Jerusalem, and in Jerusalem itself it is prohibited to raise, was prohibited to raise these hens, as it states in Baba Kama on 79b, because the reason is there was a takana against raising hens in Jerusalem, because they were always pecking around in the garbage, and they brought from the ritual impurity from the tumah, and they brought it to the consecrated foods. And for this reason, they weren't allowed to raise hens in Jerusalem. And so, as a result of that, the eggs became worth more money, and they became worth at least the minimum amount of a sheva pruta. So, and this basis, some of the poskim discuss what will be the law if a person wanted to betroth the woman, which we know that you need the minimum amount of something that's worth a pruta, whether or not you want to betroth the woman with an egg, and if it mattered if it was in Jerusalem or not in Jerusalem. Regardless of that, today we say that there is no longer a prohibition to raise these hens in Jerusalem, and that's because that the whole reason was on account of the concern that they were going to transmit the ritual impurity, and this doesn't apply anymore, because today we are no longer strict in the laws of Tumah and Tahara, and so therefore one is permitted to raise the hens in Jerusalem today, and the eggs will presumably not be worth as much.